He is the man that you hear doing play-by-play on sports events that happen, but he does it much, much better.
And he does the Buffalo Wild Wings commercials.
Yes, the top five sports events of the week, even though there's no sports,
right.
And he still does them for Buffalo Wild Wings. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the great Bob Mennery.
I didn't know you guys, the whole time just sitting there thinking you guys are doing a show. I didn't know you were talking about me. Now I get it. All right, perfect. That's awesome. Good to be here.
Bob, first of all, you know, back in the day, I don't know, I'm an old school guy, so I've been around forever. And back when I was in radio, we used to hear guys on the air doing that style of play-by-play. Hey, everybody. Oh, my God. Wow. And now you don't really talk like that, but you have taken that art form of what we called yuckers on the radio and put it at the next level of greatness, my friend.
I mean, that is way too much credit, 1,000%. But I got to say this. I thought I was calling in the Breaking Bad show. You know you look identical to Walter White in Breaking Bad?
I got that. You know how many chicks I got from that back in that era from chicks who just wanted me to...
You must pick up all the ladies.
Oh, man, I actually had to buy a trailer and bring it out to New Mexico and set up out there. And I just had
got
I had
it.
Long lines.
Well, you went out and got that Chrysler 300, the car
I got the
drove.
Chrysler 300. Robin and I went out as Walter White, and she went out as his wife one Halloween. And all I had to do was buy a hat and get some fake rocks, some candy that looked like what they used on
the
show.
And the leather jacket, yeah.
And then I had, no, I had the apron on.
Oh, yeah, the apron
and
on.
And we went and won every
Tidy Whiteys.
We won every Halloween costume. At all these great parties where people were spending thousands of dollars to make up costumes, Rob and I spent $20 and we won every Halloween costume that year.
You were spot on, identical to him.
Damn crazy, right, man. So. Not as good as two rats. I got to say, of all the great stuff you've done, the latest one, recent one with the two rats fighting in the back room of a restaurant somewhere was absolutely, I couldn't stop laughing.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. You know that when the rats are fighting, that's when it's bad news. Everybody's panicking at the grocery store, and then you take a look over to the left, and you see these little rats fighting. That's when you know times are getting bad. And we have to stay inside, everyone. Stay inside. See how bad it is out there.
Oh, man.
One of the other things that he does that's so genius is he always refers to his co-host or his co-play-by-play
color analyst. His color analyst, yes.
Peter. But Peter doesn't exist.
Yeah, why do you cut Peter off so many times?
Whoa, shots fired over there. Shots fired. Easy. What are you talking about Peter doesn't exist? The only reason Peter is not allowed on the air is because he has a serious alcohol problem, and he is a degenerate gambler, and we can't risk the liability of him talking. That's why he's not able to come on the air. He stays in his cage during all time.
Oh.
So easy, boys. Easy.
Oh, man.
So he's doing Ripper Magoos and getting zapped.
Oh, he is. You don't even want to know. There's, I got the Philippines, the Thailand. He's flying people in from all over. It's not good.
Oh, man. The first one I ever saw was a soccer one. And then the guy's going in, and then he splits his crotch in the crossbar in the post. And that's the first time I saw it. But I didn't realize you were a real guy. I knew you were a real guy, but I didn't realize.
If I told you to guess how many days people in the United States have to wait to see a doctor, what would you say? Americans have to wait 29 days to see a doctor in major U.S. cities. And if you're dealing with a condition like erectile dysfunction, you want treatment as soon as possible. That's why our friends at Roman have spent years building a digital platform that can connect you with a doctor licensed in your state, all from the comfort of your home. Roman makes it convenient to get the treatment you need on your schedule, not theirs. Just grab your phone or computer and complete a free online visit. You'll hear back from a licensed U.S. physician within 24 hours. And if the doctor decides that treatment is right for you, Roman's Pharmacy can ship your medication to you with free 2-day shipping. You also get free unlimited follow-ups with your doctor anytime you have questions or you want to adjust your treatment plan. With Roman, no commitments and you can cancel anytime. Come on, guys. You know about Roman. You used to have to do all kinds of crazy stuff for this kind of help. So if you're struggling with ED, go to GetRoman.com/Bruno. That's GetRoman.com/BRUNO for a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Bruno for a free online visit and free 2-day shipping.
You did this for a living, man. When did you start doing these great play-by-play recreations?
I did. I've always been doing it my whole life. Like when I, because I always had, I figured out I had this weird voice. It sounded just like Joe Buck. I'd like wake up, be like, "Morning, Mom." I'd be like, "What just happened? Why do I sound like that?" And so, basically, I used to do this shtick where I used to walk around and just run up to groups of people and just start doing play-by-play. Like, you know, people would just be sitting at a table, like eight people having a beer at a bar, and I would just like beeline it to them randomly. And out of the blue, I'd sit down and be like, "Well, Rodgers and Brady here on ESPN. Wow, what a night!" And they just look at me like either I was on drugs or it was really funny. And so I just started doing that, and then got a lucky break, started doing these clips online, and then now I got a little momentum. So I got a shot. We'll see.
Now, did you actually do real radio? Were you a radio guy?
No, I did nothing with my life.
Pretty much like me, and I've been doing this for 50 years. So I mean,
I did nothing. I'm like the luckiest human on the planet. I just got lucky. But then after I caught a lucky break, I worked my ass off. I work 24 hours a day. So, you know, it's I got a good opportunity to try and turn. My goal is to turn this into the first kind of ever R-rated sports center. Just getting the leagues on board is a little difficult when you're talking about the things that I'm talking about.
Now, his dad is on Instagram, too, and it's big.
Really?
He's like a lounge singer or something.
Is that right?
Mark Menner, your father?
He's a lounge lizard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hey. Great.
That's what he calls himself. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes to the bathroom every day and sings a song. I'm like, Dad, this is depressing. You can't do this.
No, I love lounge lizards, but lot lizards, that's a different animal right
there. No, truck stops?
Yeah,
forget about that.
Lot lizards, you got to be careful with that, man, especially nowadays.
Yes.
Well, so do you find these... Bob, do you find these clips?
I don't even know what a lounge lizard is. He keeps talking about it. I don't even know what it is.
A lot lizard or a lounge lizard?
A lounge lizard. Lounge.
Lounge lizards are guys who could go you know, in small little clubs, smoke-filled rooms, and they'd sing crooner songs. They'd sing Sinatra, old-school stuff. And then the old 40-something divorcees would come in.
I think
and
they're a little
fall
older
over
than that.
They were 40-something. They're the ones who fall over the lounge lizards when I was a king. When I was a lounge lizard myself.
So he is a lounge lizard. Okay, it all makes
There's
sense.
Nothing wrong with that, by the way. There's nothing wrong with being a lounge lizard.
Lizard just has such a weird way of, when you hear it, it just sounds so, I don't know. But all right, my dad's a lizard, I guess.
So now do you do stand-up? Because would you consider your stuff stand-up or play-by-play? Where would you, if you're going to have to like
categorize himself?
I can't even say the word. Compartmentalize your gig. What are you, a comedian? Are you a play-by-play guy? Are you a game show host? What are you, Bob?
I mean, I don't know, but I don't think I'd ever want to be a real play-by-play announcer. That's the best way to answer your question. I don't think I'd ever want to do sports broadcasting unless I could do it my style. Like if Fox offered me a deal tomorrow and said, "Hey, Bob, we want you to call NFL games, but you have to take away everything you've done and built, and you have to go PG, but you can do 5 years of Fox and maybe the Super Bowl," I probably would say no. You know, I believe that, like, there's an alternative way to kind of interpret sports and listen to sports, and that's just my gut and what I want to do. That's why people are like, you know, you ever think about going into real broadcasting? I'm like, nah, I don't want to. I don't like people telling me what to do or say, you know?
See, I think, you know how golf is so buttoned up, Tony? Yeah. Bob loves golf. He plays golf. He plays it. He gets on Riviera somehow. I think he sneaks on. I'm not sure how he gets on there, but he plays there. He would be so great on an alternate golf broadcast.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, he just, fuck, huh?
How about the Masters?
So great.
How about him doing the Masters?
Oh.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah, good luck with that, guys. Yeah.
No, I don't mean the real Masters.
No.
I mean like
the alternate
the
Masters.
The alternate Masters where you don't have to call them patrons.
Right.
And you don't
like
have
only,
to talk.
The dark
way we
side.
Can get away with that. Yeah, exactly. The only way we can get away with that is to get 12 hammered guys, stick them on a golf course, say it's Augusta, the Masters, and that's the only way we can get away with it.
So now you're
not going to be able to do the real Masters, guys.
Now, you live in L.A., right?
Yes.
Beautiful, man.
So he's from Boston, though, I think.
Why? Boston,
well,
L.A.?
I raised in Boston.
Yeah.
So you are you one of those, like, Celtic and Patriot honk guys?
I'm a diehard Pats fan, diehard Red Sox fan. Celtics, yes. Bruins, yes. But order of importance, obviously, Patriots, Red Sox, Celtics, and then Bruins.
So when did you start doing that? Did these video clips find you, or do you find them?
I kind of just look. I mean, a lot of times now that I have, like, accumulated a massive amount of people following me, a lot of the videos get sent to me. They're like, hey, you should do this one. You should do this one. So I kind of get the people sent to me, and then I look at them. I see my brain goes real quick to see if I can do anything with it. And then I unlock the cage to let Peter out, and then we go out of – we get to work.
Bob Menery, you could follow him on everything. You're not following me, though, Bob. I'm really disappointed.
I'm going to do it right now.
I sent you a nice note. I gave you major love last week. Now, I wasn't even trying to get you on the show. I just wanted to give you appreciation for your incredible talent and how you do this and how it's become – it's its own entity now. You're like a rock star, man.
Well, we got to start getting the paycheck's going to start coming in, so that's the next step. Now we got to turn it into something.
Now you have gear, right?
He sells merch.
You have to have merchandise. Yeah. Pretty soon, I'm going to do merchandise. You got to have merchandise.
It's all about the brand. The brand.
Merchandise is huge. I mean, it's like 35% of our business, you know. So, and along with Barstool as well, they do a great job with merch and 35% of their business. So, merchandise is important. People like to wear shit and get behind something.
So if I was going to get a Bob Mannery shirt, which is the must-have one that I must purchase first from your store?
I mean, look, I have 4 days left in the 60-day no-drinking challenge, so we're going to have the River Magoo drinking team that we're going to start. And so we're going to get band together across the states, do a cross-country road trip once this quarantine is over. Peter's going to be allowed to come, and we're going to do the cross-country River Magoo drinking team shirts. They're probably going to come out in a week.
Yeah, you guys, we are on your website now. It's the Ripper Magoos.
Yeah, Slug and Brews and Rippin' Magoos.
Slug and Brews and Rippin' Magoobies, yes.
I got to have one of those, man. I'll wear it on the show.
I'll send you one. For not following you, I'll send you one, and I'll follow you, and I'll write you a song.
Because I'll wear it on the show, I'm going to do that. I'm going to pimp myself out. You send me one of your T-shirt from your show, whatever it is, and I will wear it on this show. We're on SiriusXM now.
Sorry in the mail.
We're on Twitch and SiriusXM, so you can't get more reach than that, can you?
I mean, no. You guys do a great job over there, so I'm honored to have you wear it.
So am I to understand that you're not drinking during this quarantine?
Well, I went to the Super Bowl, and then was like, wow, what just happened in the last 4 days? I slept 1 hour. I was at this strip club 11 that's like doesn't close. And I wasn't like, I'm not like into strippers or anything, but I was just like, that's the place to go. That's where everybody went.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you were in Miami and you didn't come to Radio Row where I've been there for 30 years?
Yeah, they don't let me in there.
They didn't let Peter in either.
No. We haven't got in there far yet. No, we're still beginning. But anyways, so back to the strip club.
Yes.
We went there and, it was open 24/7. I just started drinking. I was drinking way too much. I'm like, shoot, I'm going to stop when I get to L.A. So I fly back to L.A., and then I just continue to drink. I'm like, I got to slow down. I'm like turning into Peter. So then all of a sudden, I was like, all right, I need enough incentive to be able to not drink. So I called up Michael Rubin, who's a billionaire, and I said, Michael, I'm going to try and do the 60 days of no drinking thing. You want action? And he's like, you have no chance of not drinking, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, $50,000 for St. Jude for charity, a house at Coachella, $20,000 in value a night. If I win, and if you win, I'll be your butler for 2 days, and I'll be a brand ambassador for Fanatics for 1 year for free.
Wow.
So we came to a deal. That was done. So then I picked up the phone. I called Christian McCaffrey, who's running back for the Panthers. I said, Christian, do you want action? Ruben's taking action on me not drinking for 60 days. You want some? He said, you can't not drink for 60 days. I said, well, because I got to play the part a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be hard. I knew I was going to win this set. So long story short, McCaffrey agreed to it. If I don't drink for 60 days, he's got to mention me in 3 interviews throughout the NFL season. So he has to be like, we had a tough game today, obviously. We lost the game, and Bob Mennery's the man. And, he has to sneak something in there. And then if I lose to him, I have to go in this machine that he uses for training. It spins you around like you're training for the moon.
Wow.
And it shoots you all in different directions.
How many G's is at the pool?
Like 50 million. I have no idea, but it's out of control.
Bob Mennery, he's a monster. He really is, Harry. Harry told me, I did Steve Zabin's podcast. Harry mm-hmm. and I was saying, oh, I love the guy with the play-by-play. And then they both knew you, and I was like a dope. And I'm like, I didn't know your name. And then I looked you up. I sent you a message. And now we're like bonded forever, man.
I'm in. I mean, anytime. I mean, I get old real fast. So, but anytime you need me on here, let me know.
And by the way, that Michael Rubin, yeah. One of the owners of the 76ers.
He's one of the minority owners of the Sixers.
Yeah, we had him on our show at the Super Bowl on Radio Row, pimping T-shirts for Fanatics. I mean, he controls everything, this guy.
Yeah, and Kevin Harlan does his voice.
Yeah, he does the voice tracks for it, Kevin Harlan, the great Kevin Harlan. Well, Bob, it's an honor. It's an honor, man. Yeah. You're an amazing talent. You've been able to find something that I used to mock when I was a kid, when we would mock guys who sounded like that on radio. And now we are worshiping the sound of Bob Mennery doing play-by-play the way it was meant to be done. Thank you so much,
sir.
Thanks,
guy. Also, too, when it comes out, this thing, let me know. I'll get you more 12-year-old boys that watch your show, all right?
Thank you very much, man. Yes.
Right, BobMennery.com.
BobMennery.com. Follow him on all the Instagram.